Yitzias HaShavas. Who wants to read? Go ahead. Okay, so Yitzios HaShavas. What does it mean, Yitzios HaShavas?
Rashi Yitzios HaShavas.
So it means Hotzos, right? That's Tosav, right? The word Yitzios. Should have said Hotzos, he said. Right? It's Hotzos means taking things out, right? Not going out. It's Hotzos from Rishus to Rishus, which are stated in Shabbos. What does he mean by that? I mean the Rishuyos in Shabbos.
What's the difference?
Or the Hotzos, Mirshus Lashus, the Hotzos that are said in Shabbos.
What's the difference between Hotzos and
Yitzios? One is the causes of things.
So the answer?
Oh, so he says, because it takes the Lashon of the Mikra. Al Yetze Ish Mirzoma. Okay, go ahead.
Gemara Mefarshta. The Knossos Nami Kokari Yitzios. Ho Motzi Mirshus Lashus.
Right. Alright, so we'll did you see that in the Rambam? He had the whole thing on that, right? You get a chance to look at that? Alright, we'll try to do that on Monday. So what do you mean, Hotzos? What about Hachnasos? Right? So the Gemara explains, Hachnasos are also called Yitzios. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you go... What does he mean by Hotzos and Hachnasos? What does he mean, Hotzos and Hachnasos? Okay, but which one is he calling Hotzah, and which one is he calling Hotzah? Why Hotzah is what? Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRavim. And Hachnasah is Rishus HaRavim to Rishus HaYachid. So that's what Rashi is explaining. So why does it say only Hotzahs when there are Hachnasahs as well? So he says, no, because Hachnasahs can also be called Yitzios. So Yitzios is an overall term for all Shinei Rishus. For all Shinei Rishus. It's interesting. Right? Why? How is that so? How is it so? Because he says even a Hachnasos is still Motzi from Rishus to Rishus. So would Rashi's logic apply the other way too? Just out of curiosity?
Yeah.
That you can call all Hotzos Hachnasos?
Presumably. He didn't say it, but I mean, according to the word, why not?
Because you're Motzi Mirshus Lashus. You say you're Machnas Mirshus Lashus. Okay, so he's not explaining why it's Hotzos as opposed to Hachnasos, but he's explaining how it's possible to call everything Hotzos. Right?
Right.
Okay. So anyway, so how many are there? Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. Go ahead. Rashi. Rashi.
Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. L'osan ha'omdim Bifnim. Shtayim in Atorah. Hotzos Hachnasos. All right.
Okay, so in terms of the one who's standing inside, it's interesting how the Mishnah breaks it up, right, in terms of where you're standing. So for the one who's inside, and we'll call him the Balabayas, there are two midaraisa. That's the shtayim. Two midaraisa. A full hotzah or a full hachnasah. Okay. Go ahead. So, los tekifim mirshus ayachad rishus rab. Lehevi nedava lemachne leviya. So that was that Moshe told them not to bring anything, right? To stop bringing. What's that?
What's that
word? Nachgalan. What?
No.
Where?
Tapiku.
Oh, to take out. Yeah. So afiku afikaman. So don't bring out from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRavim, right? To bring the donations for the Mishkan. So that was from their Rishus HaYachad to Machne Leviyah. which is Shusha Rab. And that was that day was Shabbos. Okay? So what is Rashi telling you? No, that's the source for the Issa Daraisa of Hotza. Because he says there are two Midaraisa. So where's Torah say, how do you know, where do you see from Torah that Hotza is Issa Daraisa? That's the drush over there. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so on those two, Hotza and Achnosa, Yechayev Achatas for Shogeg, Kareis for Mezid, and if it's Mezid with Asra, then you're Chayev Skiva. And
do you get
Kareis
still as well?
Or? Get Kareis still, yeah. Oh, you get Kareis? If you Chayev the Mises Basin, do you also get the Kareis?
Yeah,
well, I guess if you do Tshuva, you don't get. Good question. I mean, if the guy doesn't do Tshuva, he gets the Mises Basin, Stavra, he still gets Asura, still gets Kareis. V'chein v'chom alach ha-Shabbos. Okay. All right. Go ahead. So that's two. So how are they four? All right. That's a little more complicated now. Then there are two more that are midrabanan. And what does it mean? It's also b'chatchila. But if you do them, you potter from these onshim. Okay, so that's for the one on the inside.
Does that mean that there's a punishment if you do them b'mezid, or they're usher, but there's no punishment ever?
There's none. I mean, I guess you can get makas smartas, but there's none of these punishments over here. Go ahead. So now, so really we're counting Hotza and Achnasa twice, right? Counting Hotza and Achnasa twice. One Hotza and Achnasa of the Balabayas, and one Hotza and Achnasa of the Ani.
Why isn't that redundant? I mean, Hotza, depending on who does it, just have Hotza once and Achnasa once.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. So what do you say?
Well...
Yeah. Oh, well, so go ahead, finish up. So that's two of the Ani, and that's the two of the Ani also. That what? Yeah, Hotza and Achnasa of the Ani. And Midivrayhem, another two.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting how Rashi spreads out his pirush on these two. It's really the exact same as last Shein Arva. But here he's explaining what? Why it's not Chayev, why you're not Chayev. Right, why you're not Chayev.
The mechanics behind it.
You're not Chayev because it's a malocha that's done through two people. That's why you're not Chayev. Yeah, so what about David's question? What do you need? What do you need this whole thing? You need this whole thing over here. I mean, how many Hotzos of Shabbos are there? Midaraisa. Is there a different Isser Midaraisa? Is it Ani or if he's a Balabayas? So, I mean, you could say there is a Chiddush that depending on what you're standing is different.
What is his question exactly?
His question is, it turns out you're counting Hotza and Achnasa twice. Counting Hotza, for instance, if the Ani sticks his hand in and pulls something out, that's one Hotza. And if the Balabayas takes something and puts it out, that's also Hotza. So what's the difference?
I'm not sure if this distinction is significant, but the Hotza that the Balabayas does is going away from him to the Ani, whereas the Hotza of the Ani is taking it to him. And then the Hachnasa, vice versa.
So you might think that you have to take the thing to you. for hachnasa,
right.
Or away from you for hotza, or always to you.
Right. How are you ever taking it to you by hotza?
If you're outside, then you bring it to you.
Right.
Isn't the idea every going from case, one yeah. rishus to another? So what's the difference? Which way? It's
that's
going?
His question. That's his question. That's his question. So apparently, though, there is a chiddush, though. Right? It seems there is a chiddush. Essentially, the Rambam tries to explain why does it use the terminology ani and the Baal Bayis. So that. Mm-hmm. What does he say? He says, because otherwise it would have had to been very wordy.
Right.
Four words to one word?
Yes.
Tosos also.
Tosos mentions the same thing?
Not the same thing,
no.
But why it's mentioned both.
Yeah. Tame Luria, Mai Tzarch Le Misti Tarti Dani the Baal Bayis. Yeah, that's what Levi is saying. Right, Malacha grew up. Yeah. But still, what is the difference? I mean, has to be some difference, though. Even if you say Malacha grew up, I mean, you're not going to say every single type of case of Hotza and Hachnasa.
I mean, Malacha grew up is like a lesser...
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll have to come. When we get to, we'll have to see if we get to that. Okay, it's a good question. It's a good question. But apparently, there's a chiddush. Even from that Rambam, you see the Mishnah wanted to tell you about a guy standing here versus a guy standing there. I think that's why it used these terminology of ani and baal bayis, because the main idea it wanted to get to was that it's the same thing wherever you're standing, basically it's teaching you that. All right, let's see. Go ahead. Let's just get this case straight. Go ahead.
Ha'ani omir b'chutz, v'ba'al b'ayis b'shnim. Kashat ha'ani es yada l'shnim. V'nasam t'ok yada.
All right, so before we get started here, what is the basic elements of hotza or of yitzios ha'shavas? Hotzaos ha'shavas? What are the basic elements? You need an akira and a hanacha and a shini rishus and makom dala dala. Okay, so if we can put that together into one formula, what would it be? You have to do an akira from one rishus,
mm-hmm.
right, and a hanacha in the other rishus. Leave the dala 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 out.
By yourself.
Well, that's the malacha.
We need to do both.
That is the malacha. No, even that is the malacha. Now you want to have another question. How many people have to do a malacha zichayev? But that is the malacha, right? If I would say, what's the malacha of writing? I wouldn't say it's one it's writing two letters. Now you want to say, what if one person writes one letter, one person writes... That's the question. That's two people doing one malacha. Well, you want to know what is the tzura of the malacha? It's an akira from one rishos and the hanocha in the other rishos. Okay?
And rishos here only is referring to rishos seyached, rishos ram, or two rishos seyached is...
No. So what here the rishos is rishos ram and rishos seyached.
So two different rishos
those seyached. Are the only... those are the two rishos. Midaraisa. What?
Two rishos seyached would not count as two different rishos.
Well, I mean, you can get very fancy. I mean, it depends what you mean by two rishus yachid.
What do I mean by two?
I don't know.
Just drop in the middle.
You don't know what you mean, then let's leave the questions to later. But the basic halacha is, it's talking over here about from rishus yachid to rishus rab. Right? That's not called a shinoi. It has to be a shinoi in the quality of the, in the makom of the object. Right? If it was in Rishus Yachid and it's still in Rishus Yachid, then nothing happened. Okay? So it's an Akira from one Rishus and Hanocha in the other Rishus. Alright, that is the that's the Tzura of the Malacha. Go ahead.
Pasha ta'ani is yadol with nim, but not one self yadol, shall bow eyes. Oh, shall not only so far. Ahotiani,
Behotzi.
Behotzi. Ha'ani chayev, v'bal ba'ai is patur.
Okay, so let's see. So what's the first case? Pashat ha'ani es yado lifnim. Now, does he have something in his hand or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, he has something in his hand. V'nosan l'soch yado shel ba'al ba'ayis. Right? And what? He puts it in the ba'al ba'ayis stand. Let's see Rashi. Okay, so one thing you see over here, I mean, in the Gemara, it's really a big debate about why you're chayev with the yad. But we hold in the end, it's because the yad is like a makom da la da, like you said, and it's the makom. It's like the makom that the person is standing in. So what did he do effectively? He picked up a piece. He picked up something from Rishus HaRabim, right? And he was Meiniach, that's his Akira, and he was Meiniach in Rishus HaYachid. So that's Ovid LeAkira Rishus HaRabim VaNocha Rishus HaYachid.
Where's the picking up is before the story starts?
The picking it up is before the story starts. Right? The picking it up is before the story starts, yep. Go ahead.
Rashi,
hold on. Now what do you mean? I thought when he put his hand in, he had something in it. All right, so now we have to reread the first part then. Right? No, it's Poshat Ha'ani Es Yado. What?
Goes on both cases.
It's like let's study. Right? Right?
Depends on which way you're going to go.
Depends on which case. It depends on how you end the story. Right?
Okay.
So now we have to reread it really. Parshat on Yado, and then he's Lifnim, and now he's not on Misocha. Now he takes something out of the Baal HaBayis hand, Vehotzi, and he takes it out. So that's his Akira.
It's enough when he brings it back to Misharam since he's standing there.
So let's see, Vehotzi, Osher not on Misocha, Vehotzi, Achefetz. So Rashi seems to be saying over here that what? He has to put it down when he takes it out.
Isn't him standing enough? Him holding it in the Rosh Hashanah once he...
That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that he has to put it down in the Rosh Hashanah. Right?
That's not the same in the opposite case.
Well, the opposite case, he put it down in the
guy's hand.
He put it in the guy's hand.
And we were assuming the opposite case. I mean, he wasn't, he didn't stand, he wasn't standing there from before Shabbos. He picked it up on Shabbos. I mean, that's what we're assuming, right? That the Ani wasn't waiting there.
Well, otherwise, there would be no Akira at all.
Then it would seem there'd be no Akira, right?
Yeah.
Hard to imagine that as an Akira. Huh?
Well, I don't know, maybe it goes by Rashi, so I don't know anything about that.
No, well, you know that you need an Akira. You know that you need an Akira.
Why would you say that?
What's
it could never be chayav then. It would be a weird case.
Then there'd be no meaning of the need of an Akira. Then maybe there'd be no meaning of the word Akira. It would just mean whenever you cross the line of one rishus to the next, you automatically have an Akira and Anacha. So what's the requirement of an Akira and Anacha? Whoever crosses the line, he did an Akira, and then he did Anacha, right then and there. Right? So if you say you need an Akira, and you need Anacha, it has to have a meaning. Before the pass the Rishus. It has to have a meaning before you change Rishus. So you need an Akira in this Rishus, and then Anacha the next Rishus. So then there have to be three things. There has to be a Maisa of an Akira, a Maisa of moving the going to the next Rishus, and then a Anacha in that Rishus. Okay, well, maybe you don't need the mice in the middle, but you definitely do need the mice in this Rishus and the mice in the next Rishus. Okay.
In the case where the Ani is reaching into the house and taking from the Baal HaBayis.
Oh, are we up to that? Oh, the last case, right. The Ani sticks his hand in, right?
And he grabs the thing.
Just takes something.
He's a professional.
Yeah.
and he takes it out of the Baal HaBayis' hand.
Right there. Is that Chayev?
Chayev?
No, apparently not.
No, because I mean, like, he did the Akira and he's the Hanacha.
Since
he's the Dalai Damos in his hand.
No, but that's what Rashi says. Yeah, that's why I'm reading this Rashi.
That's exactly
it. That Rashi says, Vihiniach Rishus HaRab. And he put it down in the Rishus HaRab.
So he has to pull it back.
He has to pull it back and put it down. According to Rashi.
put down. But isn't that contrary to the Dalai Lama's thing?
I didn't say anything about the Dalai Lama's thing.
Huh? No, but he's just asking his own strength based on the fact that his hand is considered the Dalai Lama, the place he's standing.
That's why Rashi doesn't say it. Okay. So let's just try. Let you guys like over-educated over here. Over-educated.
You didn't explain Dalai, can you?
No.
Okay.
Not now. Okay. Too much information here. Okay. So it's very simple. Why can't this be simple?
It is.
Continue. All right. Yeah, some people need to, you know,
overcomplicate.
To make it seem important, they need to be more complicated. It must be more complicated than this, otherwise. Okay, Levi, you okay there? All right. Go ahead. Okay, and the Bala Bayis?
Bala Bayis father, father Ligamri, so Afilu Lechad Chila, mutter, the whole lav midi of it, the whole thing as far as good morning.
Okay, so that's interesting. That's an interesting thing over there. Rashi says that what?
Is that
those are the two cases. No, those are the two cases midaraisa that we were looking for. We said there are shtayim b'chutz. We did the b'chutz cases, right? Yeah. Huh? That's the shtayim mi'b'chutz. So yeah, so that's the shtayim b'chutz. Now in those cases, the ani did the full thing, right? He either picked it up and used the bala bayis as a platform to be made niyachon, or the bala bayis was there and he removed it from his hand, right? But in both cases, the bala bayis, like Rashi says, the bala bayis lav midi of it, he didn't do anything, right? He didn't do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So that's one of the exceptions where pater means mutter. Okay. But this troubled some of the Rishonim. That lichatchila, you're allowed to help the guy do an issa d'oraisa. Lifnei iver, misayeya. Now, as you see the ani put his hand in, can you say, here, put it down? Right? So take a look at the Ron. The Ron raises the question.
You're not actually making him do.
Rosh has to. Tosis mentions.
And Avera. He needs another action in order to make it something, doesn't he?
Depends. If you're the Meniach, then he doesn't. Right?
Well, I mean, even if you weren't there, he could just drop it and then you'd
be
over.
Oh, so then you say it's not Lifnei Iver. That's what the Ron says. Okay, I understand. It's not Lifnei Iver.
Why not?
Because he could do it without you. Lifnei Iver is only if he needs you to be over the Issa. But he says, "But Messiah, you're not supposed to help a guy, right?" It's an interesting question. Take a look around. What is the rush answers that with the guy, or he just answers it? Some want to give a very strange answer.
He goes into the whole.
They talk about a Nukri and it's not really a Jew. Yeah. And
he goes through the whole thing, and at the end he says, "I don't like it at all. I don't think I have to get his
government." Right. It's like the Ron also. The Ron goes through the complications and he says, so don't worry about the complications. Just look at the Ron's final answer. Okay, anyway. So those are the two midaraisa for the Ani. Go ahead. So again, he puts his hand out and he has something in it. Right? Or he puts it out and it was empty. Same thing. Okay.
And that's
Varei shtayim min haTorah la'omid b'fnim, Rashi says. Right. Okay, now here's what gets a little more complicated. I might want to make reference to the chart. Go ahead. This is case number 5. Huh?
You have to move the chart.
It's also an eye chart. If you can read it, you don't need glasses. Come here. You want to bring it closer?
Nice.
Right.
Fortunately, you need glasses.
When I was in school. Hey, why is the teacher writing something on the board?
What lunch?
Okay, you got the right angle? Okay.
That's dark over
there. I mean, it's not slowly tilting forward.
Okay.
Okay, so Parshat Ha'ani is Yado Lifnim. Is that what we're up to? It's hard for me, it's hard to find the right case. They all look the same, right? So, Parshat Ha'ani is Yado Lifnim, Vidnotol Balabayas Misocha. So that's what? The Ani picked something up and put it inside the house, and the Balabayas took it from his hand. Right? Mm-hmm. So who did what? Go ahead, Rashi. Okay. So the Ani did the Akira.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you have down
okay,
there.
The Ani did the Akira, because he picked it up. That's Pasha did the Akira. But now, what do we say? We say when the Balabayas removes it from his hand, right, and puts it down, that's the Hanocha. So even though he's taking it out of the Ani's hand, you don't call that like another Akira. So that's Hanocha.
Yeah.
That's a Hanocha.
Does he have to then put it down, or that right away is Hanocha? As soon as he takes
it would seem he has to put it down.
He has to put it down.
That, now, that's not the Ani isn't considered to have done Hanacha because it kept moving.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
He stayed in the Rishus. Just like the Ani wasn't chayav the instant it crossed the Rishus, right? Because that's not considered Hanacha. So he just remained there. Right? Mm-hmm. Or the opposite case. That what? He put his hand in empty. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. Shinos on the sofa. Or he put his hand in the house empty. Right?
I know Akira.
And right. And the Balabayas picked it up. David lay Balabayas Akira. Right? The Hotzi Ani Viniach. And again, the Ani took it out and put it down. So the Balabayas picked it up and put it into the Ani's hand. And then the Ani removed it and put it outside. So that's the Balabayas did the Akira. That's reversed now. The Balabayas did the Akira and the Ani did the Hanacha. Correct? Okay. So what's the din? Shneihem Peturin. Shneihem Peturin, it means what? So each one is an Isser in each one, right? In both of these cases, turns out there are four Isserim. Is that correct? How? Because each one is Isser. Each one of those checks is an Isser. In case 5 and 6.
Oh, Isser Derabana, you mean.
And Isser Derabana.
I see, okay.
Right? So why is it, why are they Peturin? So Rashi is explaining Peturin as opposed to Chayavin. Because no one did a Malacha Shlema. Right?
Right.
Because the tzur of the Malacha is Akira and Anacha. And no individual did the full Maisa. Go ahead. Okay, but nonetheless, so why is it Asa Midrabanan? It's Asa Midrabanan as a Gzeira. That if you do some of the Malacha, maybe you'll come to do the full Malacha. Whoa. So now, we need two more. We need two more cases, right? Because we need Shtayim Shein Arba. So we have the cases of the Doraisas. Right? And now we just had four Isurim happen. And those four Isurim are only two cases. So which two? So Rashi tells you, which two? What does he say? The Ani and the Balabayas? Doesn't tell you which is which, right? One is the Ani, and one is the Balabayas. So now it's a little bit strange. The way Rashi's breaking up the Mishnah is a little strange. Right? He's going to explain it, don't worry. But the way he's breaking it up is a little strange. Why? Because in the first two cases, they were all Ani. First case is all Ani. Second case is all Balabayas. Third case is Ani and Balabayas. Fourth case is also Ani and Balabayas. So what is Rashi saying? Which case is he referring to for the Ani and the Balabayas?
Well,
Good. That was, why are we counting? Why do we say out of 5 and 6 there's only 2 isurim derabanan? There are 4 isurim. Each one, if you check in the chart here, the ani did nakir an anacha and the baal habayis did nakir an anacha.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So why do we say there's only 1 isur derabanan?
One for the ani, one for the
baal habayis. Say no. You should say that really there are 4 here.
But you're only looking at the omega fusa, the omega fmina. For him, there's only an akira.
No, you're not. What do you mean you're only looking at the omega fusa and the omega fmina?
When it counts stein, shein, arba, bifnim, it's looking at the baal bias.
No, that's so wrong. In this case, is it stein, shein, arba, bifnim?
Mm-hmm.
No, then it should be the ani. Then it should be 2 of the anis. Rashi says this case, 5 and 6, is 1 for the ani and 1 for the baal bias. So which 2? Okay, go on. You don't have to guess. What's the answer? Go ahead. That's his question.
Keep going.
We want to get the answer. So which 2 are we counting? We're counting, in case 5, we're counting the Ani's Akira. And in case 6, we're counting the
Baal Bias's
Akira. Why are we counting by Akira? Now, is there a 4 Isurim, Rashi says, right? In case 5 and 6, there are 4 Isurim Rabbanan, and yet the Mishnah is counting them as 2. So which 2? The Akiros. Why? Because they're the ones that you could finish and become an Issa D'Oraisa. The other 2 are Issa too. What?
So that's weird.
Yeah,
they
shouldn't
weird.
Be us then.
No. Shein tchilas tamalacha, v'ikal ameimar shema yigmarena. Okay, those are the right. So let's just finish up the case of the Mishnah. Good. So those are the first 2. Go ahead. Pasha ha'ani, pasha baal habayis. So that's 7, right? So the baal habayis did the akira, and the ani did the hanacha.
So
then
he did the. Did I get that wrong?
No.
Then the that case.
Poshet baal habayis yodel l'chutz.
Right.
Or the ani did the akira and the baal habayis brings it back in, right? Okay.
Right? The very beginning.
Yeah.
The point of the 2 and the 4, that's to say the first number is number of cases and the second number
so
is
which
number
is
of Isurim.
So which is the 2 and the 4? So according to Rashi, how do you read the 2 and the 4? We read Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. Let's do Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. So that's the first. Let's do Bachlutz, it starts, right?
Bifnim is the first one.
Oh, that's right. Reverses the order, right?
Yeah. Seems like it flows better to end off with chutz and then say ketzat to go back on the most recent thing said. Even though
ketzat, ani only b'chutz, baal bayis b'fnim. Pasha da ani es yodel l'fnim. Right, so the ani is first. So the shtayim b'chutz is cases 1 and 2, right? The shtayim b'chutz is cases 1 and 2. And what is the arba b'chutz? What are the other 2 b'chutz? The other 2 b'chutz, according to Rashi, is 5 and 8.
Oh, I see. Isurim done from the guy standing on the outside at that point.
The isurim. It's 5 and 8 for the guy on the.
So what's 2?
Those are the derisas. The 2 of the derisas, that's 1 and 2. And then there are 2 Isur Darabanan, just like Rashi says. Shtayim Shein Arba. Shein Arba Midabram. Hosifu Shtayim.
So the 4 is the total.
The 4 is the total, right? That's what you're getting mixed up. Shtayim, how do you mean? That's the only way you understand it. Shtayim, which are 4. 2, which are 4. Okay.
Two are the
deraisos.
One deraisa, one derabanan. No, you wouldn't read that guy? No.
There are four. How do you get the?
I'm saying one derice, one derabanan, of which there's two, of which there's two derices and two derabanans.
Well, however you, whatever you're plugging in, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. It's two, which are four.
Okay.
So it's two derices, right?
For the derabanan, and then two derabanan.
And then two derabanans. Which derabanans are we counting? We're counting five and eight.
Two akiras, right?
Two akiras. And for the bala bias, what are we counting?
Three and four.
Three and four are the derices.
Six and seven.
And then six and seven are the derabanans. So according to Rashi, there's no mention in this Mishnah of an Issa Drabana of Anacha.
Right.
Right? According to Rashi, there's no mention in the Mishnah of an Issa Drabana.
But it is an Issa Drabana.
But it is an Issa Drabana.
How do we know that he holds that?
It's Sishnei and Peturim. Sishnei and Peturim means that each did a Malacha that's not a Shlema. Right?
Oh, so in those cases, we know that they must have done
something. So
for some
reason, they're definitely Nisr Derabanan, but they're not counted. They're not counted in this Mishnah.
How can you know they're Nisr Derabanan?
Because the Mishnah says Shnei and Peturim.
It equates them.
Shnei and Peturim means both of them. In each case, both of them are Patur of Lasa.
Oh, I see. So you must know that they're... Right.
Yeah.
Because the other one's only doing a Hanacha, so when it says Shnei and...
So does he maintain that Hanukkah is like of a weaker?
So it's an interesting thing. So take a look at the Rashi, the Rambam. Did you see the Rambam finish nice? Right.
Yeah.
He has the other position. Rashi mentions that possibility as well. Take a look at the on Gimel. How much time do we have? Yeah. You see, it's interesting. Let me just go through this quickly over here. So the Gemara itself was, take a look on Beis on Beis, at the bottom of Beis on Beis. Okay? If you get this straight, if you follow this, then you have the cases straight. Okay? Josh, is the chart helpful? You're not looking at it, I know. Yeah, no, why not? You got it, Clar. He's got it, Clar.
I like kind of blocked him when he said
that. David, you ruined cheer for Josh.
Okay. Omale Rav Masna Labai Hatimani Havion. Hatimani.
Where
are we?
The Gemara.
Oh, the Gemara. Hatimani Havion. Tasi Sari Havion. So he says, what is he talking about? There are eight cases. Right? Why does the Mishnah say there are a total of eight? Times 2 is 8, right? So why do you say there are 8? How many are there really? 12.
The other 4, right?
The other 4. Rashi. Arba Chiyuvi. There are 4 derices, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Cases 1 through 4 derices. Vitamanya Peturi. And there are 8 cases where you're potter. If you look at the chart. It's, right? Okay. Shte Akiros Le'oni. Right? 5 and 8. And, Below Hanacha, Vishte Hanachos, Below Akira. V'chein Le'bal Abayas. Kigon Poshir Oni, Zero Malay Elefnim, V'not Le'bal Abayas Misocha. So let's take one case, for instance. The Oni, the Baal Abayas sticks his hand... I'm sorry. The Ani sticks his hand full inside. So that's his Akira, right? The Ani's Akira. And the Balabayas takes it. So that's an Akira for the Ani and an Acha for the Balabayas. Oh, Shinosan Lasocha Vahotzi, Ari Akira Balabayas, Vanachal Ani. And then the other cases too. So you see, there are really 8 more cases.
Where's they? I don't see the 8.
8 Isurim.
I see 4 more.
8
more.
So they're at the bottom. Yeah. 8 more Isurim. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh.
4 more. 4 more.
Why do they count the derices as 4 separate ones? Shouldn't that be only 2?
That's his question. Why do we care if it's what saw from inside or if it's what saw from outside?
No. I mean that...
Because they're 2 for the Ani and they're 2 for the Balabayas.
No, I'm asking that. Wouldn't that only be 1 Isser Hotzah?
Oh, 1 is Hotzah, 1 is Hachmasa, no?
But neither of them are Chayv Midoraisa unless the other one exists? But once they both exist, then they're both Chayv? That's just...
Let's say the ani, right? The ani can be over an issa d'oraisa in two ways. He can either put something inside or take something outside.
Nobody needs to do both in order to be chayav mid'oraisa.
He needs to pick one up. He needs to pick something up and put something down. He can either pick something up from Rosh Hashanah Yachid and put it down Rosh Hashanah Rabin, or pick something up from Rosh Hashanah Rabin and put it down Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right? So there's
okay.
Two cases for the ani.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Isn't it two parts of one iser? That like the ani picked up nothing like here and nothing is in the
Baalbayis? It's an iser for the ani. How many isurim are there for the ani?
But is an
how many isurim are there for the ani? There's
four.
Two deraisas and four drabans.
But is the iser because the Baalbayis says the hanacha? Or let's say he just... Or is it that he did akira?
That's a good question. You mean if the ani...
Picked up and holds a tel for Shabbos or something.
Right. No, there's no iser.
It's only because it's part of the...
Certainly the case of where the ani, let's say the ani puts his hand in empty, right? The balabais puts it into the ani's hand. I mean, is that an issa right there?
Yeah.
Before he pulls it out. Yeah. It would seem not. Yeah, it's a good question. What did he do? He didn't really do anything.
The table.
Right.
The table.
But anyway, shnei and paturin means that they have kavana to do this. Then it's nisser. If you know that the guy's going to do it and you want to do that, that's a nisser. So, but that's his question. His question is, if you count up the isurim, right, then what do you have? Yeah, you should have 12 cases. 12 maisei issa. 2 maisei issa daraisa, and 4, which are 6, because there are 4 more isurim darabanan. The chart has it all. Okay. Now, so Abaye says back. So Abaye says to him, "All right, you think you're so smart? There really are 16."
Because
the Mishnah says potter. I mean, we know now it means mutter, but the Mishnah says potter, which also implies aser. V'gabi chiyuvayi ha'ani chayev u'balabayas potter. So by the ani it says chayev and it says potter for the balabayas. So those are two isurim. Those are two more cases of isur for the balabayas. And by the ani when it says and one by the balabayas says chayev, it says the ani's potter. That's two more isurim for the ani.
What is isur?
I don't know. It says potter always means potter. Yeah. Potter always means usur.
Okay. Yeah, just because it always means usur doesn't mean he didn't do anything.
Okay, so he says, "Only halo kashi." That's no question. Bishlam above the racer potter umutter lo katani. So the Mishnah is not going to count the cases of potter and mutter, right? Like you're saying, he's saying the Mishnah is not going to count the cases of potter and mutter. Bava the racer ani chayev balabayas potter balabayas chayev ani potter the potter mechatas umutter lachatchila da lava kiravet velo anochavet. So the first two cases, first four cases, one through four, that you say there are four more, that the Mishnah should count four more. So that I can understand. That's no kasha. Can't ask why didn't the Mishnah count cases of putter and mutter? That's not a kasha. Okay, because there's no halacha consequence. But bovad the safe with the putter of a lesser kasha. Okay. Potter mechatas of a loss of the very machatchila. Why didn't it count those four?
Which four now?
The four hanachos. Well, whatever. Yeah, right. The four hanachos.
We don't know which four,
but four are left out.
The original.
There are 12. Right. The original question. Because there are 12 cases. There are 12 isurim. Okay, now the Gemara goes through a little detour. How do you know there's ever potter and mutter? Okay, fine. Now let's skip a little bit. So the Gemara says, Ki yitzrich leila shmuel paturi deko oved maisa, paturi de lo ko oved maisa, ika tuva. Okay, because the Gemara says like this. I will go through it. He says, so the Gemara says like this.
Where are you?
Now on top of Gimel. Mi ika bikuli Shabbos potter mutter. Is there anything in Shabbos that's potter and mutter? Right in the beginning of it. We went back to what I said that we'd skip. Right? Is there a case like that? Another one that says potter, it always means usher. How do you say potter or mutter? Varma Shmuel. Kol paturi de Shabbos potter of usher. Varma yain klas de potter or mutter. Say that Tzviv says Nachash Shmap is Morsa. Okay, so three cases. Shmuel says there are only three cases when the Mishnah is putter that it means mutter. And this is not one of the three that Shmuel says. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ki Yitzchichle Shmuel Peturi de Ko Ovid Maisa. Peturi de Lo Ko Ovid Maisa Ikatuva. He says, no, Shmuel is only talking about cases where you do something and the Mishnah says putter.
He didn't do it.
He didn't do anything. There are a lot of cases where putter and where you didn't do anything and it says putter, then it means you must.
He's not excluding those.
He's not excluding. He's only coming to tell you, like, you pop a pimple. So it says putter. So that's putter and mutter, if it's mitzdayer. So, and you're not machavin for the, to make a Pesach. But that's a chiddush because you're doing a maisa. But here, what are you doing? You're standing there. You need Shmuel doesn't need to tell you that. Okay. So anyway, so now we still have the question of why it's not 12. Mikomakom tarti sari havian. Okay. So now the Gemara answers.
Where are you
in? I'm right in there. He says the osi. He says peturi the osi behu lidei chiyav chatas kochoshev. The low asibuli dechiyachatas low kachashiv. Okay, that's where Rashi gets it from, because the Gemara says you're right. There really are eight cases of putter. So why does the Mishnah only count four? Why does the Mishnah only count four? Because it only counts cases of putter that could come to a chiyav chatas. But not cases of putter that can't come to a chiyuv chatas.
That's what we said before.
Well, this is Rashi. This is where Rashi gets from. So what is Rashi says? Peturi de osi behu lidei chiyuv chatas kigon akiros shehein kigon akiros. So which are the putters
that
could result in the chatas? The akiros.
Right.
Why? Shehein tchilas amalacha. That's the beginning of the malacha. As we said in the beginning, the tzura of the malacha is an akira, followed by anocha. So the beginning of the malacha is the akira. The ikal migzar. So on that, it makes sense to make a gzera. Don't do the akira. Dilma gomarla. Because if you do the akira, you have a chance of finishing it. And that would be a chiyuv chatas. Avol anochos lo motzi lemisi le chiyuv chatas. But if you're starting with the hanacha, it's not possible to get to a chiyuv chatas. The haleka akira gabiyai. This guy has no akira. You start. You can't start out. There's no way to start out with hanacha and wind up with an issur
d'oraisa. It's not even usher for the second guy.
Ah, that's an interesting thing. But it still is usher. But it only counts the isurim that are maybe leading to chiyuv chatas. Go ahead.
But so then, why did the rabbanan oser hanacha?
Okay, good question. Now one second. Va'arba de ketani. So what are the four that are counted? B'kol chad. In each case, right? Now is in the shtayim shein arba. So how do you break up the two? Right? How do you break up the two for each one? Tarti de chiyuva. So each one has the ani. For instance, will have the two cases where he's chayav chatas. V'akira de petura. And the Akira case of where he's potter. The Tarti Ninu. Because each one has two cases of an Akira where he's potter. Pashad on the other Malaya Lefnim. That's his Hachada. That's one case.
Malaya means.
Full. So that is which case? That's case five. Right? Oh, Shanosan the Socha Balabayas. The Yodo Shel Oni Haisa Reikonis. That is really 8. No. That is 6. That's 6, right? That's 6. Hatarti. No. One second. What is wrong with me? V'chein be'idach.
Wait. Saying the derisive cases?
Wait. Right. But it's, that one is on the balabayas, right? Not on the ani. So in other words, it's counting the two akiros. In other words, according to Rashi, it's a little bit of a funny count. It's the two chatas cases, right? And then 5 and 6 are two akira cases, and 6 and 7 and 8 are the other two akira cases, right?
Okay. Yeah. Why is that funny?
Because it's not grouped anymore by the ani and the balabayas.
Oh.
Say one more time.
Right? It's not grouped by the ani and the balabayas. The way he's writing it.
Yeah.
Now there's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Those are the derisive cases.
Right.
And then 5 and 6 is the akira of the ani and the akira of the balabayas. 7 and 8 is the akira of the balabayas and the akira of the ani. Right? Nothing new. What you saying? Right now, it's the arba diktani b'kol chad. What are the arba? It's the tarti dechiyuva and the akira dipatura. Because in each set of the Mishnah, no, it's 5 and 6 is a set, 7 and 8 is a set. In each set, there are two akiros that are potter. Right? Okay. Now, Rabosenu Omrim, pshitas yad lefnim. Gabi Shneim or Pshizya Lifnim Bain Malaya Bain Rekarnis He Tchilas Amaisa. In other words, the Rashi's Rabbeim learned a different shot. Now, what does the Mishnah, what does the Gemara mean when it says, and this is essentially what the Rambam says, right? What does the Gemara mean when it says the two that are Asi Lidei Chiyuv Chatas? Which two are Asi Lidei Chiyuv Chatas? Whoever moves first, the one who moves. So in 5 it would be the ani, and in 6 it would be the ani. In 7 it would be the balabayas, and in 8 it would be the balabayas. Why? Because in 5 and 6 the ani sticks his hand in. One case is full, one case is empty, but he's the one who's doing something.
But what's the svara behind that?
So what does he say? He says, he tchilas ha-maisa. That's the beginning of the maisa. That's the case that's counted. The havalu tarti ba'ani v'tarti ba'balabayas.
So you,
huh?
So that's whether it's a kiro or not. Doesn't matter.
That's right. Doesn't matter.
But I thought the Gemara said it's only counting the ones that are chiyuvim.
It's only the ones that's asi lidei chiyuv chatas. So how are they learning
asi?
Good question. Good question. It's a good question. What's the pshat? And the Rambam has a similar lashon, right? The Rambam says, he asks the same question. He says, why do you call some of them in the middle cases where everybody is chayev, everybody is over an iser, right? From 5 through 8, everybody is equally over an iser. Nobody's over an iser more than the other. Right?
The case of the
aren't we saying that the ani is chayav more than the balabayas?
No. Chayav is potter is potter. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Maybe
yeah, but that's only
that's
like
in a theoretical
possibility.
Level. That's in the possibility. Yeah, where's that Rambam? He says Vim Yiksha Olecha Mamoro Arba Bakutz, right? The last paragraph, by the way. Second to last dot. Third to last. Mipnei ma yachish arba minim evu le'ani. Why are these four associated, ascribed to the ani? Right? Va'amar nushem tuyim bo. How can we say that two of them are his? Vu eino mischayev ela b'shtayim mehem. How can we say there are four of the ani? He's only chayev in two of them. Kemosha b'yanu. Lefi ki ashnayim hanishorim yichusam elav ki yichusim lebalabayas lefi shishneim p'turim. That's his question. Now his question is, how come we say that there are four cases of the ani? So the two that are chayav, I understand, because he's the total, he's the whole thing. But the other two that you're calling his, the balabayas is equally involved, right? The balabayas is equally involved. So why do we say these are the ani's cases? Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Shnei and Patur. So why do you call them the Ani's cases? So he says, Zemavuar, ve'eino kasha. Ki ha'ani hu she'poshat yodo lefnim. The ani is the one who put his hand in. U'lefigach yiyaches ha'pu'ula lo. That's why we attribute the action to him. V'hayu ha'arba minim tluyim bo. And now we say those four cases are totally on him. Even though in two of the four he is equally culpable as the balabayas. So that's like Rabbi Seinu. That's like Rashi's Rabbi Seinu. But still, how does that work out with the Gemara? It may be and also the question for Rashi is, at least according to the Rambam, he has every case. He has Nakira and Anacha and Nakira and Anacha. Right? Because in other words, he'll count 5 and 6 as the Anis. So he has the Ani doing an Akira and the Ani doing an Anacha. And 7 and 8 he'll count as the Balabayas. So he has an Akira and an Anacha. In other words, each guy on the outs, each guy will have a full Akira and Anacha, right? And an Akira and an Anacha, right? Whereas Rashi is just the full Maisa and then Akira, 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 Akira. Right? So you have two questions. One question is according to the Rambam and the Rabbi Seinu is what? How do you explain that in line with the Mishnah, with the Gemara? And according to Rashi, why are they Asur? Right? That was the question of the Rashi. Why are they Asur?
Right. Does it make a difference to Rashi about the Bachut and the
Well, that's the whole subject matter of the Mishnah. I mean, in the end, it doesn't matter to anybody. In the end, it doesn't really make a difference where you're standing. Right? That's what the Mishnah is really telling you. It doesn't matter where you're standing. But you mean the grouping of Bifnim and Bechutz?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you have four Bifnim and four Bechutz? It's broken up. That's what I'm saying. Is he's not really saying that. He's saying it's Shtayim. How would Rashi Lim Shah? Shtayim Shein Arba.
That.
He's saying what? It's difficult. If you're going to go by the grouping, it's difficult, no?
Yeah.
It's difficult, I don't really know. How to put that together. Shtayim Shein Arba, at least according to the Rambam, is consistent. First case is two of the Ani, and then two of the Baal Bayis, and then two of the Ani and two of the Baal Bayis. Right? According to Rashi, two of the Ani, two of the Baal Bayis, then one of the Ani, one of the Baal Bayis, one of the Ani, one of the Baal Bayis.
How does Rambam keep it two of the Ani and two of the Baal Bayis?
Because in case 5 and 6, the Ani is the one who moved.
But those are two separate cases. Meaning.
Yes, that's why the two cases. No, it's 5 is case 1 of the is case 3 of the Ani and 4 and 6 is case
4.
Huh?
Whereas the way that Rashi learns it, it's split up between 5 and 8. And
whoa,
7.
You okay with that?
What?
Allergies?
Yeah.
Rashi reads it 5 and 8 and 6 and 7.
But he doesn't say that in the Gemara. He says Akiros. It goes Akiros. Akiris, what's the grouping of those Akiris? What kind of grouping is that? Right? I don't know. Let's have to think about that. What does he say in the Mishnah? He says, Shein Arba, Midivreya. He just says, right, I mean, the Mishnah does say, Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz. I guess he's saying it's not giving it over in that order. You're right, it's not giving it over in that order. Okay.
I guess you just must have not liked Rambam's way.
One second. Yeah, that's it. So I'm just trying to what else should we... Oh, you want to take out? All right, so maybe we'll... So let's try to finish this up. Take a look at those Rambam's...